Lightning strikes are thought to be the cause of two new fires that started yesterday near the Kenai Peninsula community of Cooper Landing. Both fires are at 0% containment. KBVI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
The first, called the Stetson Creek Fire, was reported to state troopers just after 6 p.m. It's burning on very steep terrain, and erratic winds overnight caused it to grow quickly. Mona Spargo is a public affairs specialist with the Forest Service.
The good news is that it was originally estimated at 750 to 1,000 acres, and they've been able to look at it a little closer, and it's now 250 to 300.
An initial attack crew and volunteer fire department from Cooper Landing and Moose Pass worked through the night.
It is south of the Sterling Highway between Russian River and Cooper Creek. Right now, there's no imminent threat to structures. However, it is close to the Cooper Creek campground, which has been closed. I mean, it's been evacuated, and that's not because of fire danger right there. That's just because we need it for logistics and for doing fire line and some of that.
The second fire, called the Juneau Lake Fire, was noticed by troopers and reported in just after 7 p.m. It's burning up by tree line, but expanded overnight toward a wetter area and hasn't grown much above the 60 acres it had reached by this morning.
It's east of Juneau Lake, kind of north of Cooper Landing. It's in between the Romig and Juneau cabins on Resurrection Pass Trail.
Additional response teams have been requested and are expected to arrive later this evening. The forest and the nearby community of Cooper Landing have a lot of tourism activity in the summer months as a prime recreational spot near the Kenai River. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.